Hi, Mike. How was your trip to Italy?
It was a disaster.
Oh no, why? What happened?
Everything. Everything that could have possibly gone wrong did.
But you spent so much time planning the tour. I thought you would have been ready for anything.
I thought so too. But I couldn't have been more wrong. Our first stop was Venice. So of course I thought everyone would like to go take a ride on a gondola. Well, of course, one of the tourists in my group tried to stand up in the boat to get a photograph.
Oh no, don't tell me he fell into the canal.
Yes, he fell right in, so the gondolier had to haul him out. And he was perfectly fine, you know, just a little bit wet. And he insisted on going to the hospital immediately. He said he was worried about the chemicals in the water.
So what did you do?
Well, I took him to the hospital, of course, and they said that he was fine. But in the meantime, the rest of my group got scattered all over Venice.
Oh, how awful.
And then in Florence, we were going to drop in on the Uffizi Gallery, because they had this great exhibition of Botticelli's works. I had called ahead to arrange the tickets, but when we got there, they said they'd never heard of me, and we had to wait for 3 hours in the sun to get in.
Yeah, the line to get into the Uffizi was a nightmare when I went there too.
But it was so hot, and most of the people in the tour group were pensioners. I was afraid that someone was going to get heat stroke or something.
Did they?
No, they were all right. But they were so stupid. I don't know why any of them even went to Italy. They were really bored with all of the historical background I had prepared for them. I would explain what something was, and they would all stand there and stare at me with glazed over eyes. But 5 seconds later, someone would ask, "Oh, this is pretty, what is it?" I really had to fight to keep my temper with them.
I'm sure.
They didn't even want to eat Italian food.
What?
Yeah, they just wanted to eat at hamburger stands. They said that they wanted to eat somewhere where they could understand the menus.
That's outrageous. How could anyone go down to Italy, be surrounded by all of that wonderful food, and eat hamburgers?
I don't know, John, I'm telling you. After that trip, I'm considering a career change.